Unless you have a photographic memory, most of us go through life only remembering key aspects of any given situation. But what if our memory is wrong? In fact, there's been documented cases of thousands of people sharing the same incorrect memory. This phenomenon is called the Mandela Effect.
The Mandela Effect has been this sort of internet-reported phenomenon where people have a very specific, strong, and importantly, shared false memory for a specific icon from popular culture.
That's Deepashri Prasad, former lab manager of the BrainBridge Lab at the University of Chicago. She's also the lead author of a Mandela Effect study that's been accepted for publication in the Journal of Psychological Sciences. Her co-author, Dr. Wilma Bainbridge, says the Mandela Effect is more than a mere coincidence.
So we know false memories happen in everyday life, but the crazy thing about the Mandela Effect is that we all have the same false memory. So for example, for the logo for Fruit of the Loom, people misremember it as having a cornucopia around the fruit. So it's this very specific false memory. It's not like some people remember it with a plate, some people remember it with a bowl, a cornucopia. It's that we all have this shared specific false memory.
Bainbridge is an assistant professor in the Department of Psychology at the University of Chicago. She says that while the internet has certainly exposed the prevalence of the Mandela Effect, it didn't cause the phenomenon.
So there are actually some reports of Mandela effects happening before the internet. So one famous one is what the Mandela effect was named after. So many people incorrectly think that Nelson Mandela was murdered in the 1980s or died in prison in the 1980s. But in fact, he died in 2013. And so that was the origination of the effect. And I don't think that was internet driven.
Before starting their research, Bainbridge proposed the idea to Prasad by asking her to describe Pikachu from the popular Pokemon series.
I was super into Pokemon. I watched all the TV shows and stuff when I was a kid. So I'm like, oh yeah, he's this like yellow creature. He has like red cheek things. And of course he has a black tip on its tail. And when she told me that wasn't correct, and that actually a lot of people falsely remember that he has a black tip on his tail, I didn't believe her at first and had to look it up.
Which was the start of their research into the Mandela Effect.
We specifically focus on visual examples of the Mandela Effect, because there we can look at things like, well, what are people looking at when they make these errors? What if we ask people to draw these icons from memory? What sort of errors do they make?
Until Bainbridge and Prasad's study, most of the research had been focused on conspiracy theories of parallel dimensions.
But we thought an alternate possible explanation for this effect might be something interesting in our memories. And a lot of work in my lab looks at consistency in memory. So you would think you and I, we have differences in our lives growing up. We've seen different faces and places. But what we find in our research is despite everyone's individual differences, there's these huge commonalities in what we remember and forget. So there's some faces that everyone will remember, some faces that everyone will forget. And so we're curious, are there also these commonalities in these false memories that we have?
In order to answer that question, the team researched two basic ideas. Does the Mandela Effect truly exist? And can its existence be scientifically proven?
And indeed, yes, we found majority of people make these errors and they're highly confident about these errors. They're like, this is definitely what Pikachu looks like. This is definitely what the Monopoly Man looks like, but they still get them wrong.
And it's not simply forgetting what a certain icon looks like over time. Prasad says the effect can occur moments after seeing the correct image.
We see that people make these false or include these false visual Mandela features, both when they're trying to remember these icons from like long-term knowledge and when they just like saw the correct icon minutes before being asked about it. And we also see that this works when people to try to recognize the icon. So if we put up a picture of the canonical Pikachu versus the Mandela Effect Pikachu, people tend to choose or recognize the Mandela Effect Pikachu, even though they saw the canonical Pikachu.
But how is it possible that we all share the same incorrect memories?
Memory is a product of our brains, and we're all human, and we have like the same sort of underlying structure, right? And so what human brains tend to consider important is generally the same across people. So for example, there might be certain features of faces that we all want to attune to more than other features. And so there's commonalities in our experiences with how we want to prioritize information that we see in the world. And this can lead to commonalities in our memory. And so I think that like This is both true for accurate memory and what we forget, and then also what we falsely remember.
Bainbridge says the factors that we'd assume would impact which features we remember are most likely wrong.
So you might think maybe more attractive faces are more memorable, or maybe more distinctive faces are more memorable. But what we're finding is actually it's not that straightforward.
She says attractiveness doesn't have much connection at all to memorability. In fact, we usually can't predict which features we'll remember.
People are bad at guessing what's memorable or forgettable. So a big part of our work is trying to understand what makes something memorable. We think the key is that memorable things, when you can't remember everything, when you see the world, you can't save everything in memory immediately. So we think what we're tapping into is this common way in which our brains prioritize what needs to be saved into memory.
Bainbridge thinks this process may rely on a complex system in the brain, but it's still being researched in her lab. And when trying to connect the concept of memorability to the Mandela effect, the team first thought it could be a product of the schema theory. This idea says our brain will rely on past experiences to understand what's happening in the present.
For example, with the Monopoly Man, you might be filling in your schema of a rich old man, so thinking, oh, he should have a monocle, a cane, a pocket watch. But that theory doesn't work for things like Fruit of the Loom and the cornucopia, because how many times have you seen a cornucopia in real life, right? When you see fruit, it's probably with a bowl or a plate.
So they ruled out schema theory as a possible answer to what's causing the effect. Next, they thought that maybe people just aren't looking at the whole picture, and so they'd misremember, for example, what Pikachu's tail looks like.
But we find in our study, even if you look at the correct version of Pikachu directly at his tail, a few minutes later, many people still make the same mistake and say that they saw a different version of Pikachu in that experiment. So it's not something about people looking at the wrong places.
And this is just one study. The answer to what causes the Mandela effect, this mass shared false memory, lies in more research. Bainbridge says the next steps are to use more general images instead of popular icons to better understand the phenomenon. She thinks the answer will be able to help different aspects of our lives, such as learning.
You want people to remember the right information. So it's important to understand why kids might be making errors on certain types of information or falsely remembering facts about history or diagrams of anatomy, right?
She says there's also an opportunity to use these findings in criminal justice.
You can imagine there are many cases where people have false memories of who committed a crime. So it would be very helpful to know in advance, are there certain types of people who cause more false memories than others? And if so, we should try and counteract that or make sure that, for example, photos in a lineup are all matched for how much false memories they trigger so that you don't incorrectly identify a suspect just because their face causes false memories.
You can find more information about Deepashree Prasad, Dr. Wilma Bainbridge, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson. Coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
Those who might most benefit from it are sometimes the ones who are most challenged to use a resource like that.
Why online pharmacies aren't the perfect solution for pharmacy deserts.
Then the disease that affects millions who don't even know they have it.
We know that this condition, as I've outlined, is associated with enormous morbidity and mortality risk. As I've said, it's a pandemic in itself. It's a big public health problem.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal. I'm Reed Pence, the producer and host of Radio Health Journal. If you like listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics, from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
We need to be doing a heck of a lot of both of these things if we want to really create a world where we aren't constantly plagued by escalating climate disasters.
The escalating weather extremes across the globe. Then,
ASMR, mukbang, these are sort of these trends that certainly no one inside YouTube was trying to make huge, but they just went in that direction that the company didn't really predict.
The evolution of YouTube. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
And that's Radio Health Journal for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more. And check Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify for a library of past programs. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and information about our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.